Hey everybody, and welcome to a special edition of the 8-Bit Geek. We are reporting live after the show from Fan Expo 2015, presented by
Dallas Comic Con.
Dallas Comic Con.
The official name.
That's right. So as you know,
really long name this year.
Really, really long name, which is weird.
Yeah.
Because it used to be the Dallas Comic Con.
That was it.
And that's all we would call it. But
yep.
If you don't know, there's a company called Fan Expo, and they're out of Canada, correct?
Yes.
And they took over... They bought the show.
They moved it to the huge Dallas Convention Center instead of the Irving Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ginormous now.
And it is in its second year at the Dallas Convention Center.
Correct.
We only were able to make it today, which is Sunday. Unfortunately, Doug here had a death in the family.
Yep.
And so it eliminated us from going all weekend, but we did go today. It was a great experience. What was the major difference from last year? Let's see. They had 25,000. They're expecting 25,000 more people to show up.
Correct.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
There was some pretty big storms in Dallas, so I think maybe that affected it a little bit.
They say they didn't see any changes as far as crowd, especially on Saturday when there was like a huge storm that hit the Dallas-Fort Worth area Saturday morning. They said that didn't stop anybody. And that they still had a huge turnout yesterday.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, they said that they didn't think that still slowed anyone down, even though we kind of figured it would. But
I really
people crazy. They go into their Comic Con. You ain't stopping them.
It didn't matter if they had their cosplay on and shit was just dripping all over their faces and paints coming off.
The North Texas cosplay group has been really good the past few years of having their cosplay hideaway, which is a room that they've set up where they can go and fix their costumes and their makeup, and it's a what they call like a paparazzi free zone, so no photography is allowed inside, and it's just a place for them to hang out and unwind, drink water, sit down. And so I'm sure that helped too. People were probably able to touch up anything that was ruined by the rain, or probably even get ready there so they could just show up and get dressed there and avoid having to walk through the rain.
Yeah. Great show for today. I mean, generally when you go to a Comic Con, the busiest day is on a Saturday, and a Sunday is the slowdown day. Sunday is the deadest day of the weekend. Man, it was packed.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
We got there right when it opened, right around 10, and it was kind of what we expected the whole day to be like. There was a crowd, but it was pretty chill. And then around noon, we were like, where the crap did all these people come from? Like, it was suddenly
Hell's
packed.
Hell's gates have this opened.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what
packed.
Happened.
And, another change this year was that they moved into a few more of the convention center halls. And so they were expanded by, they said, 150,000 square feet.
Yeah. And you know what? They may have expanded it. It may have been more space, but it really felt more intimate than last year. Like, it felt, even though they had more space, it felt more condensed for some reason.
It did. I agree. And, you know, it wasn't as big as we just went to Comic Palooza last weekend, which was fucking huge, which I think that's kind of unfair, you know?
Yeah, because we're comparing apples to oranges here.
Yeah. I mean, we went to one that was just, it was the size of like three football fields on two different stories. And this one was all kind of like in probably three-fourths of that size on one floor. But although we did discover that there was a basement floor with more stuff happening.
Holy shit. There was a full-fledged arcade.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. It was awesome. There's a tournament going on. I mean, there was people playing Mortal Kombat
10.
Yeah. And there was like
X.
And there was an announcer that was like, I don't know, and such goes in with a high kick and knocks him out. Oh, no. Here's, you know, just like actually, you know.
Kablooey.
Like, yeah. It was like watching like a real like a match, like a boxing match with the
So on the bottom floor as well, they had the sci-fi dating, speed dating.
He really tried to get me to go.
I pleaded. I said, "Doug, please.
Yeah.
Please, we don't have to tell our wives. We don't have to actually date anybody, but I need to experience this. We both do."
I think it was booked up. I think it was full. I think it was fully booked up. I think there was a sign on the speed dating site that thing that said that it was booked.
But it seemed like it would be a lot of fun, especially if you just did interviews about it. Like, if we just sat up there and we put a mic in someone's faces and been like, "So how do I know that you're a geek?"
Well,
what's your favorite Doctor Who episode?
No, what it needs to happen is that Panda Jones needs to not
oh
speak
God,
date.
Yes,
Panda Jones needs to
okay,
show up.
All right, you're my date.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
So, like, what's your favorite fandom?
Boobs.
Okay. Do you like Doctor Who?
Pepperoni pizza.
Exactly. See, Panda Jones would have been phenomenal.
Oh, no. Sean Penis.
Sean Penis. Oh,
Sean Penis would have been amazing.
Phenomenal. You know what? I would have, me as Sean Penis, would have gotten so fucking laid this weekend. Yes.
Would your wife
have been the wettest it's ever been.
Would your wife, let me ask you something. Could
oh,
you
someone
explain
said,
that
someone
to her?
Something? No, someone just joined.
So could you explain to your wife?
Christian joined. Hey, Christian. On Periscope.
Could you explain to your wife and say, could you be like, no, I didn't have sex. It was Sean Penis.
No, I don't think it'd work that way. I swear, what? It wasn't me.
it was Sean Penis. Yeah.
That was happening on the basement floor where all the panels and stuff were going on as well. Oh no, she sent a face. My wife's watching. That's where all the panel rooms were, which we just totally missed that last year. Mm. And then they had the what they call the arena, which is like their huge room for panels. And that was one thing. We were getting ready to leave because we're like, oh, man,
it was 4 o'clock. We thought that everything was like shutting down. We're like, man, this thing. And then all of a sudden,
the floodgates
open and we see everyone. We're like, oh, there's got to be at least 10,000 people coming out of that room.
There was a ton. It was just in the main like hallway. It was just like shoulder to shoulder people leaving the arena.
Find out it was Stanley.
Yeah, it was Stanley's panel, so of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was another thing. We found out that, like,
because he's going to die soon.
Oh, God.
So everyone's got to go see him once.
We
saw him last year.
We have some friends on Twitter, the superhero feed. We retweet them and we talk with them a bunch of stuff. And we find out they post a picture. They're at the fucking panel and they're like, hey, we're here at Dallas Comic Con. It's like, you assholes didn't tell us you were going to be here.
We did see some other. We did know that a couple other podcasts were there.
Yeah.
And who was there? It was Shu. Help me. Kung Fu.
Nope.
Podcast.
Nope. Not helping you.
Nerd
Fu was there. They were there.
The Nerd Fu.
Nerd Fu was there. I think Metal Geeks was there yesterday. I don't know if they were or Friday. I think they were there.
Ooh.
Yes.
Maybe. What was your overall view? What did you think of the con?
It's so tough going from one convention to the next. And we had the same problem last summer, too.
But you have to block this out. Block out Comic Palooza and give me an honest, like...
Okay, in comparison to last summer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can compare it to other Dallas Comic Cons.
Yeah, okay. I think last year's was better.
Why?
Even though I think last year's was way... It was more constricted in a way. Like... Yeah, I know. I'm like leaning out of the shot. It's so we're not so close to each other.
Sorry to anybody on the podcast. We're recording with Periscope for a live feed.
Yeah, so we're like...
So we're trying to figure this thing out still.
Okay, so in comparison to it last year, I felt like everything was closer together, but at the same time, it still felt bigger. Like, the convention itself felt larger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. I think the layout was better last year, too. I know this year they tried to put like all the vendors in one space, then all the... artists in one space, and then all of the celebrities in one area, which is how it kind of was last year. There was at least the celebrities.
Do you know where the extra space went? I know where it went.
Where?
To the celebrities.
Oh,
Like there was last year. Okay, so last year.
They had a lot of room last year, too.
Well, they did, but it wasn't like they didn't have as long of lines as they did. Yeah. You know, like they had a lot of space for.
Carrie Fisher had nonstop a huge line.
Non-stop. And so
taking pictures and stuff.
That was pretty cool to see her. Oh, one thing that we did. Okay, so before we jump ship and go to another subject.
You finish what I'm saying?
Yeah. The space last year was tighter, I think.
Yeah.
But it also felt bigger because it was longer in the Artist Alley and Artist Alley was set up. There was a ton of people in Artist Alley. I felt like this year's Artist Alley wasn't as big.
Yeah. And also they set it up differently. Last year you had two technically two huge aisles that went front to back. They went all the way, and then it cross-sect, you know, then went, it was like cross-sections across that or whatever. So it was like a huge grid. And this year, it had a one section that was all these huge alleys down, up and down, and then the artist one was the other way. It was small aisles going the other direction. And so it felt really cramped. Like, it was one little tiny section really crammed together, and then the vendors were really nice and spread out, and then the celebrities were really spread out. And so, like, that felt really congested right there. Like, at one point, we walked up and down those aisles, and it felt, I don't know, so constricted. It was so weird. And last year, it had those parts of it, too, where you know, you're walking down an aisle, and suddenly you can't move because people have stopped. Like, but at the same time, it felt more spread out.
You know, and there's also a general area outside of when you first walked in where it was the carpeted area where you walk up, and everybody was, that was the cosplay area.
Yeah.
They had, of course, the Dallas Comic Con, well, Fan Expo backdrop up there. And that's where everyone went.
That's
if you
true.
Wanted some
yeah,
photos.
The second you went up the escalator right there, there was that one huge floor where, again, there's a lot of people together taking pictures and stuff, and then you went up those like four or five stairs, and there was a huge outside landing area where a bunch of people were outside taking pictures and stuff, and that wasn't there this year.
No, and every Comic-Con
we were
seems
in different
have,
halls, so we're not even close to that. So yeah,
like Alamo City has a big open space where all the cosplayers hang out, so that way everyone can get pictures. Then also Comic-Palooza had that area, and you even said New York had that area. Like, every con that you go to seems to have it. This year, it didn't really happen like that. It was just, you know, if you're walking on the floor, that's where, you know, you're going to see everybody.
Yeah, and we were trying to find the place where everyone was kind of hanging out, and it seemed to be right at the first, like, open area right near the celebrities where most people were, and then some out in the main hallway and stuff. But it was, and I know it's a Sunday, so we were seeing less of them, but at the same time, like, it's crazy how they had more space this year, yet it felt like they had less space and less, I don't want to say less people.
No, because it was packed.
Yeah.
It was packed. And we can't really compare because that was we came on a Sunday.
We did. And they said
yesterday was shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. So. And I don't know. And it's so hard not to base it on Comic-Palooza because I feel that I had, even though we only went one day, I feel that I had a better time at Comic-Palooza. I think I saw more stuff and more new stuff, with exception of that fucking trailer, which we'll get to.
Oh, God. So we did, we did. Okay, so hold on. Let me give my thoughts.
Are people watching the Periscope? Maybe are probably the same people who watched Periscopes earlier, so they're probably like, God damn, this story again.
So,
but
well, you're going to fucking hear it.
Yeah. Or you're going to leave.
Yeah, either one.
Whatever.
Okay, so my thoughts on the con are, thank you for asking.
Oh, fuck you.
Pretty much, I really enjoyed myself. I love going to these cons. It was a great experience. I picked up some prints that I was looking for. They had some pretty big names that showed up. They had a lot of celebrities that a lot of people can't get. You know, Carrie Fisher. They had Kevin Conroy. Gillian Anderson. I mean, they had a ton of people.
Gillian?
It's Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island.
No,
Anderson.
No. It's Gillian's Island, but Gillian Anderson.
Okay.
Gilligan.
I've been saying that wrong for years.
It's common misconception.
Yeah.
Ask your wife. So, what?
Well, she isn't going to know. She doesn't know what we're talking about. She doesn't know who that is.
Uh-huh. X-Files.
No, she doesn't know.
Look it up.
She doesn't know what the X-Files are.
She has Google.
Don't look it up.
Okay, so overall, I loved it. I love where it's at. The parking can be better because
although
it's...
we got really lucky this year.
We got really lucky this year. Last year, we almost died. But, yeah, it was a great con. I loved it. Didn't know that we were right on top of a graveyard.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So we walked out to hang out outside.
Yeah, take some pictures. There's people outside, and also it was at times cooler outside than it was inside.
Yeah,
you walk out and you're like,
and we
I
walked
was
out
getting hot inside. I was. Yeah.
We walked out in this main area and. All of a sudden, we go, oh, my God, that's a cemetery. Like,
yeah,
right in
there.
Front of us.
Right
and
there.
And then come to find out, it's one of the oldest of four cemeteries in Dallas, and it's where the early settlers actually were laid to rest back in the 1880s.
Yeah, I think the earliest one, I think I said it was 1850 or something like that, was like the earliest one that those that you could read.
So that's some little bit of history for our fans on the podcast and you live right there.
out there in the universe, interwebs.
Anyways, okay, so we saw a couple people. We talked to a couple people. Yep. We actually talked to Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
Who was nice enough to give us a voiceover intro.
That's not true.
Yeah, he recorded it. He said, he goes, this is what I asked him to say.
What'd she say? I don't give a fuck. I don't.
No, idiot.
That's fucked up.
I don't know what.
Is that idiot? What?
Idiot or I don't care.
I thought it was,
maybe it is. I don't know. But Kevin Conroy was nice enough. He was Batman. Like, you know what? I love, Batman. I love Batman. You guys, and we're going to do this.
Yeah, I'm your biggest fan.
That's what he said.
I'm Kevin Conroy. Batman.
Yeah.
Alfred. I'm trying to work on it. I'm working on my Kevin Conroy impersonation.
Well, he didn't give us the voiceover.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to learn how to do Kevin Conroy's voice, so I can do it.
So here's a funny thing. My ego got boosted like really big, and then it got brought back down to earth.
I shattered it. I said, "Fuck you, Jeremy."
So
fuck your.
There was a
ego.
Okay, so there was a fan on Twitter that was like, "Hey, are you guys at the show?" And maybe he is a fan of the show. I hope so.
Yeah, then he's listening to this, and then
he's gonna laugh.
Yep.
So I go, "Oh yeah, man, we're you know, by the celebrity, blah blah blah." And he's like, "Hey, look for me. I'm in a Kansas City jersey." And I was like, "Okay, cool." I literally thought it was like a legit, like, didn't no one knew him. So we meet up with him. He says, "Oh man, it's great to finally meet you guys," and you know, blah blah blah. And maybe he is a big fan of the show. I hope he is.
Yeah.
But. After we were done talking to him and everything, he left. He was like, "Hey, can I get a picture with you guys? That way, you know, I have proof that I met you guys." And I was like, "Yeah, that's great." And like, you know, like, no one asks us for pictures. Like, yeah. No one gets excited for that. So afterwards, I'm like, "Oh, this shit is crazy. It was awesome." And then Doug was like, "Yeah, that's Kevin's friend."
Yep. Kevin's friend's Michael. Wait, what? I was like, "Yeah, he texted us about it. He said, 'Hey, my buddy Michael's there.'"
Never saw the text.
Yeah, "My buddy Michael's there. He's looking for you guys. He's in all Kansas City Royals gear."
I was like, "Oh man!"
Like, you responded to the text.
I was like, "Shit." So, but there was one other moment that is kind of redeeming. We had some lunch and we asked to sit at a table with a guy.
Well, not sit, stand. There's always standing room only at tables, but they had like these bar tables, so we stood.
So this guy came up, this guy was there, and we started chit-chatting, and by we, I mean I did, and then you joined later.
That's not true.
So
you walked away.
Doug is like a cat. He doesn't make trouble, and he doesn't, he doesn't ask for trouble, but he'll pet you if you start petting him.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll come up and cuddle.
Right.
So I left to go get something, and the guy looks at Doug's name tag and he's like, "Oh, the 8-Bit Geek? I've heard of you guys."
Yeah. No, I've seen your photo galleries from conventions.
And we're like, "Oh."
Yeah, I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "I've seen your stuff." He's like, when you Google like Dallas Comic Con like photo galleries or whatever, it's like it's the Dallas Observer, WFAA, and then you guys.
Yeah,
he was like, "So I've looked at your galleries before." It's like, "Yeah, I've been to your site. I've seen your photos and stuff." So I was like, "Get the fuck out of here." I didn't say that.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't. I don't think I cursed in front of him.
No, he didn't, because he was with his little daughter.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, I'm sure as fuck I did.
He's like, "Get the fuck out, man."
Yeah.
And so that was cool. We took a photo of him, and if you want your photo, come and let us know.
Yeah. Speaking of, we have photo galleries going up here in the next few minutes from the show.
It's already up. We just need to make a post about it.
Fuck. So. It's already up.
So you can see that now if you go to the8bitgeek.com.
That's right. Look at our photo gallery from today's show. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you're a cosplayer and you like the picture that you see of yourself, contact us on Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Instagrammy.
Not really. We're still working on getting
still
that back. And we'll send you the high-res unedited version of it. Not that we've edited it. I mean, we
don't Photoshop.
We made the pictures smaller to post online and then put a watermark on it. So you can get a version of it without that done.
Other than that, we had a great time. We didn't eat. Oh, for lunch, we didn't eat the burgers this time.
No, we learned from our mistakes last time.
If you go to Dallas Comic Con next year, get the chicken fingers.
Yeah, the chicken basket.
Yeah, it's $8. It's enough to fill you up.
Yeah, it was a lot of food.
And it doesn't taste like a shoe.
Yeah. And the meat's not gray.
No, that's so weird. So weird for a hamburger.
Gray. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those, like, you know what? This looks just like the shit I ate in high school.
Ooh.
Or school, elementary school.
I forgot. Okay, so we got an update. I met on my Nintendo 3DS.
Oh, God. Yep.
40
street passes
40
today. So those who listen to our Houston show know this motherfucker's met like 100 people at these conventions on with his Nintendo
DS. I've got your me, and I'm holding them hostage.
Yep.
So that was fun. Yeah. Other than that, great show, great cosplay. We saw some great things. And can't wait again to do it again next year. So make sure you get your advance tickets. Oh, and our next con.
Yeah.
Our next con will be at Alamo City Comic Con. I'm going to make this plea right now. I hope that Doug can go to this. I know, Katie, you're going to have a little baby and all that other bullshit. but Doug deserves to go.
I deserve it.
He put as much into this pregnancy as you did.
At least. So. What'd she say? She said something. She said something. Ha. Ha. All right. Well, fuck that.
So, anyways, that is our show. I hope that you enjoyed
it. Did we talk about everything?
I
just want to make sure we talked about everything. We didn't talk. Did we talk about the trailer? Did we talk about
Insidious? Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about that.
I think we brought it up earlier. Like, we already talked about it before. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's talk about this instead.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so sorry, we have, it's like a case of big ADD when you get to two people in the same room, and we usually have notes that we go through to keep us in line, but
Kevin
usually keeps us in line too
During
the regular podcast. But
and
anyways,
also away from you talking about dicks too much.
You love them.
Nope. What'd she say this time? Periscope is bad for y'all's
ADD. Seriously.
So I know. Stop talking to us then.
We should be focusing on the podcast listeners are going to be like, why are they repeating questions? What the fuck are they doing?
Well, that's what's fun because, I mean, like, you could ask questions and then distractions. Stop it.
What I love is that we lean in.
Yeah. We have to read it. It's kind of far away.
Yeah. Okay, so this trailer.
No, I'm looking over here now.
We sit up. We sit up.
Cool
we sit up and we post up. Wait 10 minutes to get into this Insidious 3, and no, we're not looking over there, Katie.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, look over here, guys. No.
No.
Stop it.
No.
She's such a bitch. She didn't hear me say that.
Oh.
Seriously, our listeners are like, "What's happening over there?" She just says, "Low, low, 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 low."
Okay. Insidious. Let's focus.
I can't. She's typing again. Hold on. I may be in trouble. Podcast going down the drain.
It is. Okay.
All right.
Let's bring it back.
Insidious.
Let's bring it back.
Insidious.
Okay. Insidious.
Yeah.
So we went to the trailer. You know, they let us in a little bit earlier than others. Press.
We flashed our badges. They gave. Oh man. They treated us like royalty. Those guys did. I mean, they sent over like a liaison immediately when we arrived in line because we just got in line and like that chick who like sent us in line, you know, she went and got their guy because he was like, he came over, was like, "What's your email? I'm gonna send you guys the B-roll stuff." And like we got emails from them like immediately with like extra content stuff immediately.
Yeah, we got a contact over there at that movie studio now.
Focus Studios,
and so big shout out, and so
big shout out, Jesus.
So you walk in and you see a long room with all of the movie props. And so Doug walked very slowly. He would not walk in front of the mirror.
No, I did walk in front of the mirror. I went back and looked at it. I was like, is this going to do something? And then I went, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
playing that game.
Not doing it. And so, and then I made you go in first. And so he went down the hallway. I'm pretty sure you probably ran.
I walked quickly. Okay, so I mean, okay. The downfall is you're waiting in like this waiting room or whatever. Again, there's all these props from the movies, and we have pictures of that in our gallery. That's the one place we were allowed to take photos, so we got pictures in that room, and then they let you through one at a time because it's a VR experience, so you can only, you can't share a headset. So they let you go through this like haunted house like area. So when you're in the waiting room, you can hear like the CO2 and all like the engines
it's
and
like,
stuff.
It's
You know, stuff like that. So, you know, like, okay, when we walk in, something's going to happen, like, right off the bat. Because someone went in front of us, and we heard it, like, immediately. So, so I walk in, and there's a door, and I'm like, that's going to do something. And immediately it starts that, and you can hear it, and, like, the door starts pounding like someone's going to open. And then I walk to the next door, and I walk by, and, like, the lights start flickering, and, like, the outlet down below starts, like, lighting up like it's sparking. And I'm like, oh, fucking great. So I start walking down the hall. And then I hear the door behind me open, and I immediately turn around, and this guy comes out, and he's like, blah. And I was like, okay, we're doing that now. Literally, okay, that's what's next. And so he like, yeah, so he comes at me and I'm like, where the fuck do I go? I'm like, I'm there. And he's like, that way. And I was like, oh, okay, clearly where the sign says. And I'm just walking out. I'm like,
it says enter, Doug.
I go, I'm like, which one? Which one? He's like, he's just following behind me. Like, he's literally just behind me the entire time, like about 3 feet behind me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this one? He was like, okay, the last one. Because there's people in front of you. So I'm like, which one do I go to? So then you go in, you stand in a room.
Okay, that room really creeped me the fuck out.
I kind of, not going to lie, walked in there and kind of went straight to the corner. I was like, ain't nothing jumping out at me.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The first thing I saw was a fucking baby stroller.
Yeah.
And then I see like every, I was like, you're in this little cramped room. I'm pretty sure that my wife would have lost her shit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, like, would have been like, no, I want out. I want out. I want out.
It was a small room.
Very claustrophobic room. There's, like, they had some pretty good spider webs up top.
Yeah.
A little light that flickers, and you're just like, and what the fuck?
Yeah, and then, like, a TV.
They do a TV in front of you, and then it's got some ambient music.
It's off at first, and then it does the, like, and then
static
something,
TV.
And then it kind of lets you know, like, hey, in a few minutes, someone's going to come through. You know, the door's going to open. You're going to go through. An assistant's going to help you put on the VR headset and the headphones. You're going to enjoy the. You're going to have the experience or whatever. And then when it's over, they'll help you. Please wait for your turn. It's kind of what it says.
So then you wait for at least 5 minutes.
I don't know if I waited for 5 minutes.
It felt like it.
It did. And you know what? So I'm in that kind of in that corner because I'm like, fuck that, if something happened. Because then TV starts playing the ambient music and noise. And like,
there's these little things that I really thought were going to like open up. And you were going to be like, I was like, where the fuck am I going to sit when they hand me the VR?
My worry was that they were going to have you focus so much on the TV that that's when something was going to jump out at you.
Like something was going to be behind you.
Yeah. So I'm like, so literally, the thing was playing, telling you what to do because it lit up the room enough. I was looking around like, okay, that's the only door in. Like that's the only thing with hinges. So I kind of just backed myself up against
I've watched too many fucking YouTube videos where they have like the chick in the elevator.
Yeah.
Like they go up and then all the lights go out and then there's a little trap door and the little girl comes in, stands in the corner, and then the lights come back on and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And that's another thing, one of the first things I did when I walked in is right up in the upper was it left hand corner
there
was
is a camera.
Yeah, so I immediately walked in and I was like, I see you. I'm like, okay, there's a camera, because I said that there was going to be cameras or somewhere at some point. So yeah, kind of like nudged myself in the corner a little bit and I'm like, I'm watching. And then, then that door opened, and then they took you in, and you sat in the chair, the red chair, in front of the red door.
Yeah, the girl leads you in, you sit down, and she's just totally silent, and it's still spooky, because you're just
yours was silent? Mine was like, come in, we've been expecting you.
Mine was, it was so fucking creepy, because she just goes,
no, that is
like,
creepy.
I was like, no.
They must have told her. They must have been like, that motherfucker ain't having none of this. Like, you can tell. Be careful. We're pretty sure he was going to punch our dude earlier.
And so we sit down and go through it. We won't run through the whole thing. Anyways, it was very immersive. It was very fun. It's very creepy.
Yeah. Like I said earlier in our earlier Periscope stream, is that I would watch in a movie that way. Like the experience watching the film part of it, like the in the VR and stuff, because I fucking hate haunted houses. Like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. But the movie part with the being able to look around while it's all happening, like, you know, and the fact that like you hear a rumble and you're kind of like, what's that? And this like tray thing comes rolling out with like coffee and then like it's and then it flies at you and all that was awesome.
Yeah,
I'd do that all day.
It really felt like you were in the room and experiencing it.
Yeah,
that is the future of movies right there. You were going to go into a movie theater and put on VRs instead of putting on goggles for 3D.
Yeah,
that shit was amazing.
It was great.
So
it was so nuts. I mean, literally, like that woman was like talking to me and I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I'm sure the assistant in the room is just watching me. I've got a huge smile on my face because I'm enjoying the fuck out of this part of it. And I'm just like, Like, this is the coolest. What's over there? Like, I'm going to look at everything. Like, how far can I look? And I'm like, I don't have legs.
Yeah. You look down, but there's the floor.
Yeah, well, there's the chair. You can see the chair. Yeah. The bottom of the chair.
And then you want, okay, I literally tried to reach out to grab the table. Because, you know, it looks like it's there. And you're just like, it plays it. VR, man. Yeah. It's like, plays a trick with your mind. Yeah. And you're just like, I'm there. No, I'm not. I'm in a room. I'm just sitting in a room.
Yeah. It was really cool. I didn't think about, like actually moving my body, if that would have changed anything.
Well,
I didn't lean forward or lean back or any.
Oh, I leaned back when one of those things came at me. Yeah. I went.
I was pretty much in the back of my chair. I was pretty much as back as I could go. I had my legs closed in, also like pretty close to me, and then my hands on the rest. I was like,
I'm not moving.
No, because if someone touches me, they're getting kicked. Like, and then so yeah, it was really awesome.
At the end of when you walked out, I saw something that scared me, and there's a picture of me being scared and me wanting to punch something. And that is on our social media stream. Yeah. You can check that out.
That did not happen to me.
No, like, because you walked out too fast.
They said I did. I don't think I did. I walked out because I walked out and I went like, again, where the fuck am I supposed to go? Like, oh, the exit sign. And then I just walked out. Like, literally. And I even went to the door where you to exit. And I kind of took that door slowly because I was like, is this where I'm supposed to go? And I was like, oh, okay, here we go. This is the exit. Yeah. So they said something was supposed to happen and it didn't. And they said I walked out too quickly. And I was like, I don't think I did.
Well, that so that's that was the Insidious, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I probably won't go see the movie.
No,
I haven't seen the other two. So, but the experience was really cool, and again, they started making movies that way. I'd be all for more of that
at Comic Cons. More of that kind of stuff.
It was really cool. It was probably one of the coolest things we did.
Yeah. All right, that's our show for wrapping up Dallas Comic Con. Overall, I loved it. I still love it. I love every chance I can get.
I'm sad that we didn't get to spend all 3 days there like normal, but I am glad that we did get to do that at Comic Palooza. Maybe next summer we'll be able to do both.
Let's raise a glass, have a toast for Doug, because this could be very well be his last Comic
Con
for a long time.
There's a couple more this summer that we could try to go to.
We could.
I'm like local. I'm like,
oh,
SGC.
You know what? We could extend summer until the end of September.
As we look at Periscope, Katie.
So anyways, my name is Jeremy.
And I'm Doug.
And that is our show for the week. Or no, not for the week. Just for today.
We're doing a show tomorrow. We'll have a show tomorrow night with Kevin.
Yeah, we do a regular show. Yeah, tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow, Periscope, we do a normal show where we actually read the headlines. We talk about a lot of geeky stuff on our normal podcast. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you later.
Yeah. The end, motherfucker.